The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And this time around, we're going to start the program with three of the clubs in downtown Raleigh. At the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, June 20th, Red Knot Chili Peppers with Matt Iyer Band at 8. Friday, June 22nd, David Allen Coe with Aaron Hamm and Big River Band and Moonshine. That's at 8 o'clock. Thursday, June 28th, Creative Nation presents Money, Power, Respect Tour. Starts at 8. Friday, June 29th, Chad Prather at 7. Saturday, June 30th, Yacht Rock Review, 8:30. Friday, July 6th, The Steel Wood at 9. Saturday, July 7th, Interstellar Overdrive at 8:30. Tuesday, July 10th, Barrows Hammond with Harmony House Singers and Of Good Nature. That's at 8. Friday, July 13th, Liz Little Ozzy with Neon Nights at 9. Saturday, July 14th, Control Group Reunion with Chris Heaton Band, Donna Blue Band, and Night Shift. That's at 8. And Sunday, July 15th, Afton Music Showcase with Air Detectives, Landon Gray, and The Lucky Strikes. That's at 6:30. At the Poor House Music Hall on South Blunt Street, most shows start at 9 unless noted. Thursday, June 21st, local band Local Beer with Demon Eye, Disenchanter, Doomstress, and Vacant Company. Friday, June 22nd, Beatlesque, a tribute to the Beatles, and the Petty Thieves, a tribute to Tom Petty. Saturday, June 23rd, Marcia Ball at 3. Again on Saturday, June 23rd, Litz and TYNY. Sunday, June 24th, the Cannibal Kids. All right, the Ritz. It's located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. And most shows start at 8 unless noted. Friday, June 22nd, Biz Markie, 80s versus 90s. That's at 7. Saturday, June 23rd, Thunder from Down Under. Monday, July 2nd, Live Nation presents Puya, the 5-5 Tour. Saturday, July 14th, Honky Tonk Outlaws, Outlaw Country Tribute at 7. Saturday, July 21st, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Tuesday's Gone at 7. Monday, July 23rd, Janelle Monáe Dirty Computer Tour, 7:30. Friday, July 27th, Live Nation and Cat's Cradle present Beach House. Sunday, July 29th, Franz Ferdinand. Friday, August 10th, the Purple Madness Prince Experience featuring Bobby Miller. All right, let's talk about the Art of Cool 2018 Festival. It's announced its lineup for the 5th Annual Music Festival. This year, Art of Cool will move from spring to the weekend of September 28th and 29th with Durham Bulls Athletic Park as the main venue. This year's headline acts include rapper Nas, singer Erykah Badu, violinist Damian Escobar, British jazz group Sons of Kemet, Ayman Omari, and the DJ Sango. Art of Cool received $30,000 in public funding for the 2017 festival from the City of Durham. The city has a similar level of support earmarked for 2018. along with the Bulls Park, Art of Cool venues will include Durham Armory, Motorco Music Hall, and the Pinhook. Festival co-founders Cicely Mitchell and Al Strong will remain involved in the curation of programming. Okay, Holly Springs Cultural Center. All events are at 7:30, unless noted. Friday, June 22nd, the Will McBride Group. Openers for ZZ Top, Styx, Aaron Neville, Sixpence, None the Richer. Music by the Will McBride Group is original, with an intelligence of melody and composition found in jazz, but still suitable for mainstream radio. The Will McBride Group also brings their own fresh interpretations of cover material from jazz, rock, Latin, pop, and funk superstars to the mix. This is their seventh appearance at the Summer at the Springs concert series. Friday, July 13th, the Holly Springs Community Band, Summer at the Springs event, that's 7 to 9. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, July 19, 20, and 21, Mama Won't Fly. Friday, July 27th, Funk and Disorder. Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street, and all shows are 18+, unless noted. June 21 through 23, Preacher Lawson, one of the most likable animated characters you'll ever see perform. Lawson has been bringing his brand of goofy, high-energy comedy to the stage since he was 17. July 5th through the 8th, Tony Rock, a comedian, actor, writer, and producer. Tony is a man of many talents and the younger brother of Chris Rock. July 12th through the 14th, J.P. Sears. Sears is an emotional healing coach, international teacher, speaker at events, world traveler, and curious student of life. His work empowers people to live more meaningful lives. And again, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer, just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are 18+, unless noted. Switching gears, let's go to the North Carolina Museum of Art. Saturday, June 23rd, it's a sold-out show, Mandolin Orange. Thursday, July 12th, Lake Street Dive. July 14th through the 17th, Dana Rutenberg Dance Group. Several performances at the Art Museum. Tickets purchased through Duke University box office. Also at the Museum of Art, Saturday, July 28th, An Evening with the Mavericks. Wednesday, August 1st, Father John Misty with special guest Jenny Lewis. Friday, August 3rd, a special evening with Kishi Bashi and Jake Shimabu Kuru. Saturday, August 4th, Paris Combo. Saturday, August 18th, Trombone Shorties Voodoo Throwdown. And closing out the summer season, September 7 through 9, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention presents In the Heart of the Fire. Durham Central Park concert season. Concerts are rain or shine, all ages, free and open to the public, Fridays from 6 until 8. June 22nd, it's Aztec Sun. June 29th, Valerie June and Kamara Thomas. July 6th, Mamie's and Pappy's Gemini. July 13th, Joshua Gunn. July 20th, Devin Gilfillian. August 3rd, Al Strong and the Fresh Five. And then August 10th, Kaishana Armstrong. Staying in Durham, the Duke University Music in the Gardens, a concert held, concerts are held at Sarah P. Duke Gardens on Wednesdays at 7. All right, June 20th, it is Lydia Lovelace, with a sound that Rolling Stone describes as an achingly lusty set of twang and sneer wrapped in electric guitar swagger. Roots rocker Lovelace is as celebrated for her salacious lyrical wisecracks as she is for the honey-sweet voice that delivers them. She now lives in Morrisville. June 27th, it's the Sadies, without doubt or qualification. The Sadies are one of this continent's greatest extant rock and roll bands, just as they have been for the last quarter century. Versatile and imaginative, they skip from astral psychedelia to shuffling bucolics and leap from puckish pop to righteous garage rock without losing momentum or mastery. July 11th, Duke University Music in the Gardens, Diali Sisoko and Kira Ba. The performers explore the spiritual songs, stories, and rhythms of Senegal's millennia-old Mande culture. Indeed, Sisoko comes from a long line of prominent griots or storytellers who are entrusted to maintain a West African village's most important ceremonial affairs through song. July 18th, it's Anna and Elizabeth. Anna and Elizabeth have transformed a shared passion for Appalachian folk song and archival research into an evocative take on bluegrass. Final in the Duke University Music in the Garden series this summer, July 25th, it's Los Cafeteros. Sort is the sort of band the United States needs right now. In 2005, a group of East Los Angeles students became fast friends and bandmates, thrilled with the infectious Mexican musical melting pot of indigenous African and Spanish elements. Whew. Weaver Street Markets. These are free local music events. The Carrboro and Hillsboro locations of Weaver Street Markets host jazz brunch every Sunday from 11 to 1. Also on Sundays, the Southern Village store hosts its Sunday concert series on the Green from 6 to 8. Then every Thursday, the Carrboro location hosts After Hours from 6 to 8. And the Southern Village location hosts Friday After Hours each week on the patio from 5 to 7. Meadowmount Music Series in Chapel Hill, the concerts are held in the village or at the gazebo. Carolina Inn, Fridays on the Front Porch, are held each week through October 13th from 5 till 8. Freight Train Blues Concert Series in Carrboro takes place on Fridays, 6:30 to 8:30, at Carrboro Towns Commons on Main Street. Bynum Front Porch Music Series, weekly concert in Pittsburgh that takes place Fridays from 7 to 9 through August 31st. Live Music Series at Pittsburgh's Roost Beer Garden. This series is at Farrington Village, Thursdays through Sundays. Music on the Main at Streets of South Point, free music series Saturdays from 6 to 9 through September 29th. This family-friendly event takes place at Cinema Circle. Rock the Park Movie and Concert Series takes place through August at various Durham parks. Once a month, a concert takes place at a Durham park, and once a month, there's a movie. The concerts and movies are free and open to the public. Food vendors will be on site. Friday night on White Street, this free music series takes place the second Friday of each month through September, starting at 6 along South White Street in Wake Forest. Acoustic Nights in the District, Morrisville at Village Marketplace. The Acoustic Nights in the District series is held Fridays and Saturdays through October 20th from 6 till 9. The Music in the Park concert series, also in Morrisville. Concerts are held at Indian Creek Park on the third Thursday of the month through the end of June. And then Saturdays in Saxapaha, concerts are held at River Mill Village on Saturdays through August 25th. The Farmers Market will open from 5 till 8, and live music starts at 6. The concert series is free. All right, let's take a look at some of the items coming up that are audio-described performances. Friday, June 22nd, the film Wonder Woman. Diana, an Amazon princess, leaves her she-warrior paradise to help a downed World War I pilot fight, fulfilling her mission to quash the God of War. We need both her divine heroism and her bad stuff female power to counteract the mess men make of the world. Film is shown in the North Carolina Museum of Art Park starting at 9. Saturday, June 23rd, on the audio describe list, Oliver. With a multicultural cast, consider yourself part of the family as JTP presents this award-winning musical adaptation of Dickens' classical novel. This, again, is a Justice Theater project, Umstead Park United Church of Christ on Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. The performance starts at 3. Friday, July 27th, The Big Sick. It's a film. A Pakistani-born stand-up comedian and a quirky grad student fall in love. But when she ends up in a coma in the hospital, their breakup is sorely tested by her fiercely loving parents. The Oscar-nominated screenplay is a culture clash rom-com about creating a new family without rejecting your old one. This film, also shown at North Carolina Museum of Art Park, starting at 9. All right, Saturday, July 28th, Newsies. Stop the Presses, Disney's Newsies takes the stage. Adapted from the Disney film, New York City's newsboys seize the day when they strike against unfair working conditions. Experience the Tony Award-winning musical that's thrilled audiences on Broadway and across the country. This is at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2 on Saturday, July 28th. And the last item on the list for audio-described performances, Saturday, August 25th, The Shape of Water. A mute janitor in a top-secret government facility falls in love with a sensitive asset, an Amazonian water god. This distinctive film won Oscars for Best Picture and Best Director. This film will be shown in the North Carolina Museum of Art Park starting at 8:30 on Saturday, August 25th. All right, let's take a look at the lineup at Carolina Theater. Of course, the theater located on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 unless noted. Wednesday, July 2nd, Michael Che, of course, from Saturday Night Live. You know him. Tickets for his show, $25 and $35. July 13 and 14, that's a Friday and Saturday, Wondrous Women, presented by the American Dance Festival. Five talented female choreographers present an evening of glorious solo dance. Tickets range from $29 to $50.50. The curtain goes up at 8 on Friday, then at 7 on Saturday. Thursday, July 19th, Tommy Emmanuel with special guest Pat Bergeson. Emmanuel has achieved enough musical milestones to satisfy several lifetimes, or at least they would if he was the kind of artist who was ever satisfied. Tickets $37.50 and $47. Friday, August 3rd, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Sometimes Just the Sky Tour. Tickets $49.50, $59.50, and $75. Tuesday, August 7th, it's David Cross, Oh Come On Tour, $36.50 for tickets. Wednesday, August 8th, Gordon Lightfoot, The Legend Lives On. Tickets are $49.50 and $75. Tuesday, August 14th, Matt Franco. Saturday, August 25th, Bobby Bones Red Hoodie Comedy Tour. Thursday, September 6th, Chris Isaak. Friday, September 7th, Taj Mahal Trio. Saturday, September 8th, The Mads Are Back. Of course, those are the guys on Mystery Science Theater. Okay, Deepak, what's coming up there? Deepak, of course, you can get tickets at deepaknc.com. Deepak Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. The Deepak Ticket Center on Vivian Street, or contact Ticketmaster. All right, Deepak will again host events from the 2018 American Dance Festival, Saturday and Sunday, June 16 and 17, Shenhui Dance Art. Thursday through Saturday, June 21st through the 23rd, Palobolas. Tuesday and Wednesday, June 26th and 27th, the Paul Taylor Dance Company. And then Tuesday, July 3rd, LEV, Sharon Eyal and Guy Bahar. Sunday, June 24th at Deepak, Pod Tours America. It's a live, no-nonsense conversation about politics, the press, and the challenges posed by the Trump presidency. Saturday, June 30th, Leah Michelle and Darren Cross, actors and musicians, are on their first ever co-headlining tour, and the duo will hit the stage together and solo, performing songs from Broadway, Glee, and original songs. Sunday, July 1st at Deepak, Impractical Jokers starring the Tenderloins. Saturday, July 7th, Bring It Live. Tuesday, July 10th, Jill Scott. She's a three-time Grammy Award winner, singer and songwriter. Wednesday, July 18th, The Indigo Girls. Sunday, July 22nd, Punch Brothers. Tuesday, August 7th through Sunday, August 12th, it is the Book of Mormon. This outrageous musical comedy follows the misadventures of a mismatched pair of missionaries sent halfway across the world to spread the good word. And then on Wednesday, August 15th, it's Lyle Lovett and his large band. Since his self-titled debut in 1986, Lyle Lovett has evolved into one of music's most vibrant and iconic performers. Among his many accolades, besides the four Grammy Awards, he was given the Americana Music Association's inaugural Trailblazer Award and was named Texas State Musician. All right, let's take a look at what's going on at PNC Arena in the coming weeks. June 22nd, that's a Friday, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. It is their Soul to Soul Tour. Ticket prices range from $65.50 to $115.50. Saturday, June 30th, it's the Carolina Hurricanes Summerfest 2018. It's a free event which takes place inside PNC Arena. We'll feature the Canes prospect scrimmage, an autograph session with the camp's participants, an equipment sale, and a State of the Hurricanes discussion. The Summerfest celebration will also include over 20 interactive inflatables, games and experiences, free giveaways, appearances by Stormy and the Pepsi Storm Squad, discounted food and beverage, hockey games, and extended hours for the iTeam store. Again, that's the Carolina Hurricane Summerfest 2018, Saturday, July 30th. Saturday, July 28th, it is Panic at the Disco. Let's pray for the Wicked Tour. Wednesday through Sunday, August 15th through the 19th, Cirque du Soleil. Thursday, October 11th, David Jeremiah, Turning Point for God. Tuesday, October 23rd, Elevation Worship. Sunday, January 6th next year, Justin Timberlake's Man of the Woods Tour. Monday, January 28th, Metallica World Wired Tour. And then, of course, Tuesday, March 12th, Elton John, his Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. What's going on at some of the other places around the state? How about the Greensboro Coliseum? Friday, June 22nd, the Comedy Get Down World Tour, featuring Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, D.L. Hughley, and George Lopez. Saturday, July 7th, it is Diamond Rio. Wednesday, July 11th, Dan and Phil 2018 World Tour, Interactive Introverts. Saturday, July 28th, Southeastern Rodeo Association Heritage Rodeo. August 22nd through the 26th at Greensboro Coliseum, Cirque du Soleil. Friday, September 14th, it is Fallout Boy. And Saturday, September 22nd at Greensboro Coliseum, Godsmack and Shinedown. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. Now, if you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.